This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.
Now, full time on Radio City Talk.
Good afternoon from a very sunny Merseyside. In fact, it's a very sunny, happy Merseyside, both metaphorically and physically this afternoon. Everton Football Club can announce today that the blue half of Merseyside can finally look forward to a new stadium. Radio City Talk can now announce the plans for a brand new stadium at the Bramley Moor Dock have been confirmed. It comes on the back of three failed stadium bids. It can go back as far as 1994 since Everton have muted a new stadium, and Mayor Joe Anderson and obviously Everton Football Club are expected to make statements and have indeed made statements. And we're going to bring you more on this right throughout the next hour. And I'm absolutely, I say sometimes when people come into the studio, it's a bit of a cliche of mine on the radio, I say I am delighted to welcome somebody in to, just to give them a little bit of a, I suppose, make them feel at home and at one with the interview that's about to happen. But I think I'm understating it by saying I am delighted to welcome into the studio a man who called this last night on his own Facebook page, it's like Christmas Eve, all your Christmas Eves rolled into one. David Downey from the Blue Room.
It's bigger than that, Connor, it's more than that. You know, it's hard not to well up speaking about this right now, because this is a historic day for Everton Football Club. This is where it all changes right now. The small club stuff, plucky little Everton, jibes from all sorts of clubs all over the land. This is where Everton make their comeback. This is where Everton make their play right now. There's going to be a brand new stadium as we look out over that Mersey. On the Royal Blue Mersey, there's going to be a massive stadium for Everton Football Club right there, and it's going to happen. I spoke to Joe Anderson a little bit earlier on, and he revealed all of the details. We're also going to hear from Nick Kavanagh, who is the Director of Regeneration at Liverpool City Council. He gave me a better breakdown of the funding. So to start right now...
Well, hold on. No, before we go to that, and I'm sorry to interrupt
you. Too excited.
You,
right? Up the toffees.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want your view on this. We are going to hear from Joe Anderson in a second. We are going to hear from Nick Kavanagh. I'm very professionally forward-souled there, young fella. But I need to strip away that. I need to strip that back for a second. If you have just tuned in, Everton have confirmed, right, in principle, they are going to build a new stadium. It's going to cost them about £14 million a year for 40 years. They've bought a site from Peel Holdings. They've agreed to sell the disused Liverpool Docklands site to Everton Football Club. Now, it was originally quoted that this might be £30 million or so, but we're not quite sure on the actual amount of money. The solution, obviously, has been found for the funding, and this is not only a momentous day from a footballing viewpoint, but from a social and, indeed, Liverpool viewpoint. It can only help the amazing city, the amazing view we see from where we stand and where we sit today.
There's no downside to it from anyone. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
From any football club. There's no downside to this. Liverpool City Council won't pay a penny for this, yet they'll still make a return on it every single year for the next 40 years. Everton Football Club get a brand new home. We get a hell of a lot of jobs, you know, economic benefits, infrastructure, railways, traffic, everything. All the way down that area there, which has been derelict for years, bombarded in the war, all of that sort of thing ends with Everton Football Club building a new stadium. Regardless of who you support, this is a massive thing for Liverpool and Liverpool City Centre. Doesn't matter who's knocking up a stadium there. You'll hear Joe Anderson tell me in a minute, it doesn't matter if it's Liverpool or Everton, he'd give his full backing to something like this. And there'll be people scoffing at that, but he's being absolutely genuine. If Liverpool approached him with the idea, he'd press forward with that as well.
Well, he's got criticism, and can you understand the criticism he may have got?
For being an Evertonian? That's essentially what he's got the criticism for. I mean, okay, you can question whether he's acted in a professional manner in what he's done on social media and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, he's a human being and he's allowed to have an opinion, and he was very strong on that, and it's a fascinating chat, and I hope everybody enjoyed it, and we've kept them waiting for too long now, Connor. Come on, stop teasing us.
Very quickly, how much of a capacity would you be happy with in this new? Because obviously we haven't seen any plans. They're just a little bit down the road. We expect that to happen in the coming weeks. This is the good news. Tell me what type of capacity you're looking, what type of stadium you're looking for, and what would make you happy as a long-suffering Everton fan. And I mean that not necessarily from what's going on the pitch. I mean from somebody who tells me regularly, I'm sitting on a wooden seat and the people around me are always giving off and complaining.
And it's got the wrong number on my seat as well. But 60,000, you've got to shoot for the stars, and that's not shooting for the stars. That I think that's moderate compared to many others and what Everton can end up doing. You know, you're talking about one of the institutions of not only this city, of world football, and they're back today. So anything less than 60,000, I'll probably be disappointed with.
Right, so our very own Dave Downey there from the Blue Room, every single Wednesday evening between 6:30 and 7:30 here on Radio City Talk. You can get on, have a little look to the article Dave put up on their website, theblueroomefc.com. It builds everything up to this very moment. And let's hear from the Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, about the new Bramley Moor Dock development that will be Everton's new football stadium. Moving forward, it's a historic day.
A significant step being made by Everton Football Club in purchasing the site from Peel Holdings, and that was an issue, them finding a site over the last few years, and we've been working with them trying to help them secure a site, and they've chosen Bramley Moor Dock, and as I said, it's a significant step that they've purchased at that site, yeah. In a sense, it's very, very simple. Liverpool City Council have the status to be able to secure a situation where Everton goes to the market and borrow some money to build a stadium, and that will provide security using our status as an organisation. Enabling them to go to the market to secure a loan. It won't cost Liverpool City Council taxpayers any funding or any money at all. Indeed, the reverse is true, that Liverpool City Council, out of the deal for that security, will receive a substantial amount of money in excess of £4.4 million a year if we do reach an agreement that that's what we're going to do with Everton Football Club. So for us, it's a great deal. We're spending no money. It also is a fantastic deal for the city, because it also helps us revitalise North Liverpool. And that's important because, as people know, the dock area and the Peel site not only wants regenerating and regenerating quickly, but this enables that to do, because it will be a catalytic effect. It will be a catalyst for that particular area. And you've also, listeners are aware of what we've been doing with North Liverpool, the 10 streets, the road infrastructure investment, the cruise liner, the Isle of Man facility that's being built there, means that that whole area is going to be regenerated. And in terms of, you know, financially as well for the city, it's a great deal, because it's all in an enterprise zone, which means that we get an economic boost as well in business rates and in rates through the enterprise zone. So it's a win-win. So whilst it's a new chapter, if it goes ahead for Everton Football Club, it'll also be a new chapter for North Liverpool as well. We've made no offer to fund the stadium, and we've not been in talks with Everton to do so. What we've been asked is if we would securitise that, you know, and we've said yes. We've had it legally checked by two independent legal advisers, and we've done all of that, all of the due diligence around that, and I'm confident that this is a great deal for Liverpool City Council, and that's why, you know, we are prepared to enter into such arrangements. It'll go before the city's cabinet, City Council's cabinet, in around about 10 days' time. If the cabinet supports it, which I believe they will, because it's a great deal for Liverpool City Council, then, you know, we will offer that up to Everton Football Club. And then it's up to Everton Football Club to negotiate a deal with a lending provider to take the programme, to take the project forward.
Now, even though, sorry, you're not putting any money in, you're still acting as a kind of guarantor, if you like, a safe pair of hands. Yeah. But that does carry some risk, doesn't it? And over a 30-year lease, football fortunes come and go. I mean, is there a chance that if, for example, Everton were relegated, or there was some damage to the global economy, that the council would carry the can for that, and there could be a big financial risk involved there?
No, no. I mean, but I've just mentioned to you that we've actually sought legal advice and financial advice on that, and what we've done is made sure that the security that we're providing, we've got security back from Everton Football Club. Liverpool City Council will have first take on season tickets, on the players themselves, on the naming rights, on the ownership of the stadium, and of the television right substantial. And what Everton Football Club are also going to do is put money annually into an account, and we could put the 4.4 million into an account to make sure that we've got a reserve that if anything does go wrong that we're covered. But we're confident, absolutely confident, and we wouldn't take a risk, and I wouldn't take a risk that wasn't a secure one in any way, shape or form that jeopardised the council. So, you know, that's why we've had it legally checked, and that's where we're at. And, you know, this is great news for the city, you know, and I'm delighted that we've been able to enter into such arrangement. And if it was Liverpool Football Club or any other institution that came to us with this deal, I'd bite their hands off. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a great deal for Liverpool City Council.
Joe, you've obviously been integral to everything that's gone on so far. Can you just explain to us how we've come to arrive at today, the process it's taken, and then go on to explain the next steps in the process?
Well, people know that you know, I've been heavily engaged, involved in Liverpool's development and the new stand at Liverpool Football Club. And the reason why is because as an institution that is significantly an important player in tourism and in putting the city on the map, it's important to us. And in the same way, I'd argue that if Liverpool Football Club would have come with this same deal, I would have done it with them. But it's that reason, and that reason alone, how important both football clubs are, that we've engaged in a facilitatory way to support the football club and its desire to relocate, because we want to keep them within Liverpool and we want them to move forward. And so, you know, I've been prepared not only to listen and talk, but to get the council here and the council officers, and as I say, pay particular tribute to Nick Cavana and the regeneration team here, who've been leading on this particular issue, and the financial departments here to make sure, and our legal departments to make sure that what we've done is the right thing to do. And, you know, I've, if you like, been the front as mayor on it, but there's a lot of work being going on behind the scenes. And as I said, we've actually sought legal advice from outside the City Council on what we're doing, and financial advice on what we're doing. And, you know, it comes back with that it's a great deal for the city, and that's why we're doing it. You know, look, people can say, well, I had a role in brokering the deal between Everton and Peel. Yes, I did. But look, you know, for me, I'm not interested in that. This is, you know, something that will benefit Liverpool and benefit the city in a financial way too.
Do you feel that's unfair, some of the criticism you might have received yourself in regards to that, with you obviously stating that you'd never tell anyone yourself? Do you feel as if a lot of people have sort of got on your back, the fact that, well, this is an Everton thing and it's more about Everton and not the city type of thing?
Look, you get criticised for no matter what you do. And the bottom line is that, you know, whatever I do is in the interest of the city, not in the interest of Everton Football Club, Liverpool Football Club, the Labour Party or anybody else. It's about the city. I'm the mayor of Liverpool, not an Evertonian first or a Labour Party mayor first. I'm a Liverpool mayor first, and I'll always do the things that are right and in the best interest of the people of this city.
What sort of timescale are we looking at now? Obviously, the council has an important role to play as a facilitator, like you said. But what are you expecting to see now in the coming weeks and months?
Well, look, what I've done is, you know, what I've done in my part, that is help broker a deal between Everton Football Club and Peel Holdings, and that's been resolved. Everton are now in control of that particular site. If Everton need us to securitise a loan arrangement, then we're willing to do that, providing it's the deal that we've agreed and we get that. The rest of it really now is up to Everton and their board, you know, who they secure a loan with, for instance, who they use to develop the stadium, design the stadium. All those things are really for Everton to decide. From our part, you know, from my part, we've done what I said we would do, and that is to help Everton as much as we possibly can within reason, and that's why, as I said, we haven't made the money available ourselves, but we're prepared to do it this way, enabling them to move forward. But it is in their hands, not in mine.
I think you've explained certainly why it's Bramley Moor to a certain extent, but obviously there were other sites considered, one in Stonebridge Cross. How did the council and the club and Peel ultimately arrive at the decision that it will be Bramley Moor as Everton's new home?
Well, Everton wanted Bramley Moor, the fans wanted Bramley Moor, and they decided that that was the space that they were going to go for, and all I did was facilitate an agreed price with both parties and enable them to unlock their positions and reach a deal. But we did that after Everton made the choice of where to go. I said from the outset we'd play no part in any of that. That's Everton Football Club's decision. In the same way, all I did with Liverpool Football Club was request a decision off them when the new owners took over within a year of what they were going to do, whether they were going to stay where they were or relocate onto Stanley Park, which had been prearranged. And that's all I did with them. I didn't influence that decision or make any comments on what my preferred option was, even though I've got one as a fan. The reality is that the decision was theirs, the decision's being made by Everton Football Club, and I'm just glad to have been able to assist them.
I think you said a couple of weeks ago, you said 2 years would be sort of a relatively the time frame in which this could happen. Do you see any reason to change that now that we've reached this stage?
Well, in actual fact, I said 3 years, and that was near 12 months ago when I said that, and hopefully things would have moved a little bit quicker. They haven't, and we are where we are. Again, it's wrong. All these things are doable if they were in my control, in a position where I was in control of Everton Football Club and with the finances in place and everything else, but we're not, and we're not in that position. And again, it'd be wrong for me to predict how long it will take. But of course, people are aware that I'm in discussions with government around Commonwealth Games originally in 2026, but also now in 2022. So, that comes into play, and I want the stadium up and running in order for us to, host the Commonwealth Games. If we get a good opportunity to make our case to central government as to why the Commonwealth Games should be here in the city of Liverpool. So,
was that always in your thinking about the Commonwealth Games in regards to a new stadium? Was that always something that would go hand in hand from your point of view?
Not necessarily, no, because at the end of the day, if you look at what happened in Glasgow, they used Glasgow Celtic's ground and spent £18 million higher than the playing surface to a level to create a bowl, and that could have been done at Anfield if Liverpool Football Club would have agreed to that. We didn't get to that stage where we asked them, and we're not going to get to that stage where we'd ask them or even ask Everton Football Club to host the games there if we don't get the right decision from central government. So, what I'm saying is with an opportunity where we're building in the city a new facility and a new stadium, and we've got a partner like Peel Holdings who are willing to also look at the land next to the stadium in terms of an athlete's village, then we've got all the components in place here in the city that will give us, I believe, the best games that the country could hope for and wish for, not only because we can deliver it, but also the legacy for that particular area would be second to none in terms of what is happening in the rest of the country.
It's Radio City Talk. That is Liverpool Mayor Joe Anderson talking about the fact that Everton have agreed a deal to acquire land on which they would build a new £300 million stadium in Liverpool. The Premier League club and landowners Peel Holdings, as Joe has just mentioned there, have reached the agreement on the Bramley Moor dock site near the River Mersey. Now, our very own Dave Downey sits in front of me. You can hear all that audio again on our Audio Boom page. Look for Radio City Talk, specifically if you're a Blue. Dave, before we go back into this here, let me just share some tweets with you over the last couple of minutes. John Harvey, love that interview, big man, on Radio City Talk. Ended with a come on you Blues for all the criticism and haters. A couple of claps and football emojis there as well. Let me see. Dave's buzzing there. Never heard him so happy. This is Boss from Everton Viking, and many other people sharing the same viewpoint, sentiment. The same sentiment, the same happiness, the same positivities. It was a really good, insightful conversation by Joe there. And in fairness to him, he was very fair. He did say that, look, if it hadn't happened with the red side or the blue side, he would have given it the same backing. And that alone must give you a lot of heart and I suppose, positivity moving forward.
Well, you know, I can't understand anybody who's not absolutely delighted with this news today. Be that red or blue, you know.
Pia, stop tweeting me swear words. I can't read it on the radio. Positive swear right, words, okay. By the way. Thanks, Sean Kelly, who's just tweeted us.
You know, if you can't get behind something like this, and I'm talking about as a city here, and you know, you hear quite a bit. I had a lot of banter with Steve Hollis. I say banter. I had a laugh with Steve Hollis all this morning, saying that he'd be outside Bramley Moor with his pitchfork and all his red friends would be there and Aldo would be there kicking off and all that sort of thing. That's all it should ever be, just a bit of friendly rivalry. If you look at what it's actually going to do to the city, So you're sitting there, if you are a Liverpool fan that is not on board with this, so you're sitting there with a son or a daughter or even yourself who's out of a job, and that you ultimately end up with a job from working down there, from the economic benefits that'll bring to this city. I don't think you can overstate how important this is. Obviously for an Evertonian it means a lot more, because we've been in the doldrums, Connor. I mean, you're obviously not from around this way, but in the time that you've worked here, you've garnered that feeling from, it's certainly working with myself every single day.
Yeah, but a dad and a brother who are big Evertonians, yeah. Big Everton fans, yeah.
And, you know, it just felt like not hopeless. It felt hopeless at times over the last 20 to 30 years. And if you're anybody my age or younger, you haven't had what all the others talked about. You haven't had title-winning sides. You haven't had trophy-laden seasons. You've had hopes that have quickly been dashed so many times.
So how do we maximise this, right? Okay, the stadium is going to work. There's very few people would say it isn't going to work the way in which you said. It's going to create jobs, it's going to diversify the city, it's going to put something quite beautiful, we expect, on the Docklands. How do you maximise that from a footballing perspective? How does that happen now? And a few people on Twitter now, I'm just sharing this with you because I've got to play devil's advocate to a degree here, and these are Everton fans saying, we're not going to see a spade in the ground for something like 2 years. We thought it would be more than this. We haven't seen any pictures of the stadium. What would you say to them?
Then you're searching for something that doesn't exist in the real world, because these things take time. You know, look at the opposition all of the other failed bids got. Look at what happened with Kirby. We actually didn't want to go there. Most people, or many people, nearly half of them didn't want to go. No Evertonian wants to go to Kirby. You looked at the King's Dock thing, look how that fell through. People pointing fingers at the board, Bill Kenwright and all that sort of thing, which is fine. Everybody has their own reasons. You know, they're not perfect and they should be held to account for things like that. Waltonhall Park was a pipe dream at best. For whoever considered that, building on city green space and things like that. This is real and this is happening. To be able to be in a position to say that is something that I don't think I could have ever dreamed of in the last 15 to 20 years as an Evertonian. Now, the fact that they haven't, Joe Anderson's not down there in a JCB now with Bill Kenwright and Farhad Moshiri and a couple of pickaxes and some spades, and they're starting construction now, and Bill with you know, bricks and mortar in his hand. I can cope with that, Connor, because this is real. And you'll hear when we come back from the break in a minute from a guy who I spoke to who gives us a little bit more detail on the breakdown of the funding.
A few things here. We've had a tweet in here from an Everton account saying, lads, can you let Aldo know the news as we're blocked by him, I imagine, on Twitter.
I'm blocked by Aldo.
By Aldo, good man, Aldo.
And, if you're not blocked by Aldo, you're not an Evertonian.
You're not an Evertonian. And,
Roger, I will tell him later.
Roger, just saying there now, will you stick that interview up? I missed it because of the kids. Listen, go to Audio Boom. I tell you what to do. Just go to @RadioCityTalk. It's all. We'll link everything up there very shortly here. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with some news, news developing on this as well. If you have just tuned in, Everton Football Club have, at least in principle, acquired land where they could build a new £300 million stadium. The Premier League club and landowners Appeal Holdings have reached an agreement on the Bramley Moor Dock site near the River Mersey. Even I'm excited. We'll be back with you after this.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport. sport and talk for Liverpool.
It is Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. You're listening to Full Time. If you have just tuned in, Everton have agreed a deal to acquire land on which they can build a new £300 million stadium in Liverpool. They have agreed a deal in principle with landowners Peel Holdings, and the Bramley Moor Dock looks set to be the new Everton Stadium site near the River Mersey. Right, we're going to take some news very shortly, but Dave Downey from the Blue Room joins me. He says, right, these are his words, you better put this on at some stage this afternoon. Blues, this one's for you. Reds, bear with me a wee second. We will balance things out very shortly. Tough for me as a Liverpool fan to play this.
Put it back up.
But well worth doing today. The Twitter has gone crazy over the last wee while. Dave, Tommy Kennedy says, this is a day that will live with us Evertonians, right? He got a word wrong there. He said this is going to live in infamy. Infamy is a negative thing. And thanks to everybody who is sharing their pictures.
Hang on, Connor. Let me stop you there. You know, your allegiances are with Liverpool, aren't you, as a football club. Look out on that dock. Put that music back up. Look out on that dock and imagine a big, massive blue stadium
on
the end there.
Let me stand up. Hold on.
Just imagine it, Connor. Out on the Royal Blue Mersey there. Look at the sunshine right now. Is there anywhere else in this world you'd rather be? No.
Right now? No, it's quite a nice day to be in Liverpool today. Temperatures at around just, 12 to 14 degrees.
You like your music. Imagine going to see Beyonce at Everton Stadium and having to kiss the badge when you go in and with your ticket. I'm just going, I'm just joking now.
No, he's just goading. No, listen, there'll be very few days I'll give you the opportunity and allow you to go. This is going to be very much one of them. Thanks to all the Everton fans who are sending us screenshots of John Aldridge having blocked them at Radio City Talk. And remember, John Aldridge will be on this very station in a little over an hour's
time. He loves it.
He does indeed. Now, speaking of John Aldridge, Graham Sharp's going to be on with the Legends as well. But tomorrow
morning... No, it's Aussie tonight.
Oh, it's Aussie tonight? Yeah. Oh, even more prophetic, a man who has played recently at Goodison Park and potentially... You know, he could be. Would he go back as a coach at any stage, do you think?
I think he's looking at those options in his career, what he does now. I don't think we'll see him playing again, at least.
Right, we are going to be talking, or indeed going to be listening to kick-off tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock, where Steve Hothersall is going to be joined by the aforementioned Graham Sharp to talk about the new stadium. On top of that, they're going to be doing movies with Al Sterling. They're going to be talking horse racing with Tic Tac Vino, and John Gibbons is going to be back with The Sound of Merseyside. That is kick-off tomorrow morning. And in said kick-off, they're going to be right across this. And I think that's where Sharpie is tonight. He's involved with this evening. That's why he's not in the show. As a club, he's an official club ambassador, isn't he?
He is indeed. I'm sure he'll, wherever he is, I'm sure he'll be having a... little glass of vino tonight at the news.
Right, coming up in a second, we're going to hear from a man who is going to, I suppose, give us more detail on exactly where the finances are coming from, yep, how they're going to be spent. Nick Kavanagh, who is Nick Kavanagh?
He's the Director of Regeneration at Liverpool City Council, so he's a key player in all of this. And he sort of spoke to me about the breakdown of how funding's going to work and what the next stages are in the process for Everton to start putting a spade in the ground, as some people want it done tomorrow. Want it done now.
It's just after 5:30. We'll get some news headlines with Victoria Glover. And, as I expect, it's going to be largely about what has been announced in the last 33 minutes. Victoria.
It's been more than a decade in the making, and tonight Radio City can reveal Everton's new stadium will be built on land at Bramley Moor Dock.
Can't believe it's finally happened, to be honest. Like, I have to get home and see for myself. Like,
well, that's great stuff. Because you've got to move ahead with the times, haven't you? Everyone else is doing it in the Premier League.
Well, it'll cost the club an estimated £300 million. Liverpool City Council say they're fully supporting the development and will act as a sort of guarantor, but won't actually pay any money towards the project. We don't yet know what the stadium's going to look like or how long it'll take to build, but Mayor Joe Anderson, who's been instrumental in brokering this deal, says it marks the beginnings of an exciting new chapter, not just for Everton, but for the city as a whole. Elsewhere today, police have named the man they believe was behind the Westminster terror attack. They've identified him as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud, whose last known address was in Birmingham. Earlier, Theresa May confirmed he was known to police, but was not the subject of any current investigations. There's a full update online.
Thanks, Victoria. Get yourself on to radiocitytalk.co.uk. You'll see all the information on there. Search for our Audio Boom page if you have just tuned in. Hello to Paul Devine, who has just tuned in. I missed a bit of it. How long are they quoting until it's done, Dave? Have you got any sort of information for us in that department?
Well, how do you mean? In relation to what?
Starting the stadium, finishing the stadium?
It. I think I'd hazard a guess there'd be something like... In the next 12 months, I think we'll see construction starting. I mean,
the interview you're going to hear now will shed a lot more light than I can, and Nick, who I spoke to earlier, will put it a lot more eloquently than I could, but there are hurdles to overcome. The way he was speaking, though, and the feeling that I get is these are more formalities than actual problems. Everything financially, I think, would have been scrutinised. You hear Joe mention a lot about the legalities of it and how he's sought legal advice to make sure everything is ironclad and that there's no sort of loopholes, no chances of this falling through. The old Everton mentality, which is washed away today, would say we're all a gang of doom-mongers and this is gonna fall flat on its face at some point. That's not going to happen. And you'll find out a little bit more why in a minute.
There is definitely there's a symbolic nature of the way in which the sun has come out to beam across Liverpool this afternoon. I can definitely see that. Dave's smiling. He's got a glint in his eye. The sun is bouncing off his forehead. And this is Nick Kavanagh, the Director of Regeneration at Liverpool City Council.
I'll start with the non-layman's term, which is the special purpose vehicle, which is a partnership between the City Council and Everton Football Club. What that will do is explore the financial markets to raise in excess of £300 million to fund the cost of the stadium. The club will pay for that, and the City Council will securitise any deal that the club make with the financial private sector.
So that effectively is like being a guarantor, like a kind of safe pair of hands, a mum and dad type of figure. Your nan. Yeah. Saying, it's all right, I've got a bit of money behind me, I'm a safe bet for this loan.
Exactly right. What we would then seek to do is to work with the club so that if we are to be at risk at any stage of the length of the deal, that the club can securitize back to us what the level of that risk. So for example, we will only sign a deal that gives that long-term security if we get first charge on season ticket revenue, corporate hospitality revenue, TV deals and the likes.
So how do we move forward from here then? Obviously there's been a deal over the land which has been done with Peel. You've explained what your involvement is as a city council. So there's a meeting on Friday at which the council's cabinet needs to approve this. I'm pretty sure they're going to. What happens next?
There's a number of things that need to happen next. First, I've already mentioned the club will need to go and explore with the financial market the fundraising issue. They will need to bring in a design team. Design team will effectively put together a planning application, which is again where we will help and assist where possible. The planning process then will probably last in the region of 12 months because there will be extensive consultation needed on there. It's in the World Heritage Zone, so we need to work with the World Heritage organisations to ensure we get the right product down there, and that we maintain our heritage asset, but also provide an opportunity for Everton to do what they need to do.
For Evertonians listening, for local people listening, they know that, you know, they've had a lot of false dawns in the past, particularly regarding stadium moves. I don't have to go into any great detail about them. How much more of a step is this, and how tangible is this step compared to other plans that they've had in the past?
At no point, to my knowledge, have Everton been in a position, as strong a position to be able to get the money to build the stadium. Previous schemes, unfortunately, have relied on enabling funding, so a retail park providing funding into the overall package. Well, that's not necessary here. The club is in a strong financial position. The City Council is in a strong financial position. And loan in excess of £300 million is entirely doable and will be appealing to the financial sector. With that in mind, given that there hasn't been that surety for Everton in the past, they can go forward on a positive basis here. The hurdles of planning, the hurdles of dealing with, you know, the build and everything else, they're all doable. They're just construction projects. This is about, is it affordable? And we now know the answer to that is yes.
You explained about the SPV. Can you give us a little bit more detail on that and how? I mean, is that going to be a body in its own right in the next coming years?
Yeah, the SPV will be effectively a company. It will be a company which is formed by Liverpool City Council and Everton Football Club. So it will have its own governance, it will have its own processes, but it will work to the club and the council. It's not unusual for large-scale deals to be done in that way, but it gives the City Council and Everton a formal platform on which to base that partnership, rather than a piece of paper that says we'll work together on this and it'll be great.
Do you have any idea on how the build-up of that will be? What individuals, to your knowledge, can you foresee being in that group?
No, we've not explored that yet, because what we wanted to do is to make sure that we've got a robust proposal for us, and the Mayor's already explained previously that we've had to seek external advice, both financially and legally, to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that it's all above board. You would expect us to do that anyway. But given that we've only just reached that decision, what happens next with a board, for example, will have to be dealt with over the next few weeks.
It's unprecedented for a football club, though, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. This might be the first time we've done it in Liverpool, and the first time we've the City Council's entered into to that sort of arrangement. But there's plenty of other examples in the country where this has been explored. But it would be unfair of me to really reveal some of those issues.
And in terms of the sort of funding, I know this is not your part because it's Everton's, but a team from the council have just been to MIPIM, where all these big money people hang out. Are you convinced that there are people who are going to put the £300 million in to build the stadium or whatever it costs?
With the financial position of the club now and the security given by the City Council, we will be bowled over by the amount of organisations that want to provide that funding.
That is Nick Kavanagh, Director of Regeneration at the City of Liverpool Council, or Liverpool City Council. Terry Pearce, very happy, he says, speaking for all Blues, you are, Dave. Very exciting time for us on Twitter at Radio City Talk. Matt Jones looking after the coverage, enjoying the coverage, and Trevor Edwards saying, no times mentions, a lot to do, Dave. Construction could start within 12 months. Here's hoping from Trev's perspective. And like Nick said there, it's going to be one of those things that is going to benefit the entire city. Dave, finally, before we go for a break, and I'm sure we'll be back in a couple of minutes, we'll get more reaction on this. When you look out there and you have all this hope in your heart, right, to quote a song that they use in the other
side.
You
have to get a jibe in.
That's not a jibe, right? But is there any part of you that thinks, right, we need to keep a tight eye on this? Is there any part of you that thinks you don't want the Everton Football Club and themselves to take their eye off the ball? Because ultimately, in order for this to happen and to work properly, they need to keep playing the way they're playing at the moment and buy the players we're talking about buying and kick on to that next step that Everton are more than capable of doing.
The only concern that I had, and there'll be a video online shortly, actually, that we've done down at Bramley Moor, is that, you know, if you, I just reference Arsenal in this situation, because when they built the Emirates, they ploughed everything into that, and a lot of fans got sort of disgruntled with their board for not investing in the team whilst that was happening. I don't foresee that happening with Everton, simply because of the structure of the deal. If you look at it, it's only £14 million a year. I say only, it's obviously an extreme amount of money, but for a football club that has the TV rights, which Everton have...
Hold on, but that £14 million a year is to pay for the site being on the actual physical area from people.
No, the £14 million a year, £4 million of that goes to the council for being the guarantors on the deal.
I know, but it's
the £10 million will go to the finances of the project.
Okay, and the physical building of it, almost like a mortgage.
Yes, so the ultimate cost of the stadium, which Dave said is 300, it'll probably end up a little bit close to 400, as I've found out as the day's gone on, given, you know, these things are never accurate, they're just estimations at this stage. That will be funded for by a bank, anybody who is willing to give Everton the money, of which I've already heard there are plenty of suitors to that.
Oh, there will be, because look at Manchester United, but people make money out of that.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge, you know. And then
does that not scare you?
And then, well, no, not at all. Not at all, because you look at what Everton have got now. You heard what Nick said there. They've never been in a healthier financial position to do something like this. These are uncharted waters, so you ask me if I'm scared. No, excited, more the word, because it's nothing we've ever seen before. We've never got this far. Like I said to him, it's unprecedented for Everton to reach this stage. Mm. They wouldn't have done it and as poor as they've been and as critical as people have been and I've been of the infrastructure at the club and some individuals at the club, they would not make this mistake again. This is it now. This is the real thing.
Okay, and hopefully from your perspective and Everton perspective, they can keep and continue on with the good, I suppose, the good feeling and indeed the good results on the pitch and making this an even more viable option in the coming weeks. Listen, Dave's going to stay with me. Coming up after 6 o'clock, we're going to be talking a bit of MLS. There's lots of weird and interesting things happening over in America. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I'm going to ask Dave to stay with me. Would love your calls, tweets and texts on this one here. We're going to extend this one until 6 o'clock at Radio City Talk. Let me know what you're feeling, what you're thinking. If you're an Everton fan, even if you're a Liverpool fan, then you know what? Fair play to the Liverpool fans, the positive Liverpool fans have been getting on as well, saying, listen, great for the city, great to see it, let's kick on as a unified city. Yeah, 0151 708 1059 at Radio City Talk. Let's get some traffic and travel across this now beautiful, if not soon to be more beautiful, Merseyside.
This is Radio City Talk, rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
It is Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. Good evening, welcome to Full Time. If you have just tuned in, Everton Football Club have agreed a deal to acquire land in which they can build a new £300 million stadium in Liverpool. They are buying land from landowners Peel Holdings and they've reached an agreement on the Bramley Moor dockside near the River Mersey. David Downey from the Blue Room joins me, and David Downey has almost been the unofficial spokesman for this today, but let's get a view from one of the supporters trust. Simon Magner from the Everton Supporters Trust joins us on Radio City Talk as well this evening. Simon, a momentous day for Everton Football Club. All I'm getting on Twitter at the moment is tweets that I can't physically read out because people are putting expletives in them because they're that happy. Are you one of those Everton fans today?
Yes, great news. I think this is something that we've been expecting for a long time, to be honest. And it's great to finally get some concrete news on the situation. It's still very early doors, and the announcement today still leaves a lot of questions to be asked. But I think from an Evertonian's point of view, I don't think... from a pragmatic point of view as well, I don't think you could really ask for anything more. We'd all love to see, amazing, fantastic concept designs of, our new stadium on the docks of the Royal Blue Mersey. But realistically speaking, this is the very first steps of a long, drawn-out affair that, today Robert Elstone was saying that it's going to be 12 months before, planning application has been put in. So I think people have to... As much as we like to get carried away, I think we need to step back a little bit and say, this is great news, but let's wait and see what else is on the horizon here.
I know Dave's in the studio, very happy with the way things have gone over the last couple of hours. Dave, you see it as a new dawn, is what you said. Simon, do you agree?
Yeah, I think it's the first steps of a new dawn. It could open lots of doors for Everton Football Club, and the stadium has been, unfortunately, it's been something that's held the club back for a number of years now, as much as I hate to say it. And I think if you look at the teams in the top seven with us, the teams around there have either invested in a new stadium or have invested in redevelopment of the current stadium, and unfortunately we haven't done anything since the park end. So this is long overdue for Everton Football Club, and hopefully this will push us, this will help push us up and compete at the upper end of the table for many a year.
So I was saying a little bit earlier about how difficult clubs find it when they move homes to keep with the traditions of their older one, and I think that you can't understate that with a club like ours, given how steeped in tradition we are and how much we sort of pay homage to that almost on a daily basis. It's such a fine balance that Dan Mice and the other people have in terms of taking that with them to Bramley Moor, isn't it? I mean, it's almost the impossible job, isn't it?
I don't think so, to be honest with you. I don't think it's an impossible job. I think it's for people like Dan Mice and those involved in the stadium design, I think this is going to be a really fantastic challenge. And I think you've got a stadium in Goodison Park that was top of the range. It was hosted World Cup semi-finals, it's hosted FA Cup semi-finals, and it's been, like I say, it's been one of the top stadiums in the country for such a long time, and unfortunately over the last couple of years it's just fell into a little bit of disrepair. So I think what you can take there is you can take all that positivity that that Goodison Park's had over the years and give it sort of a facelift, if you will, and incorporate that into a new ground. And it's, you know, what Dan Meiss has been saying on Twitter, and I've actually exchanged a few emails with Dan Meiss in the past, and what he said to us is really encouraging, and I think he understands, you know, Evertonians want that, you know, those tall, four-sided, stands. Mm. We'd love to see that Archibald Leach sort of crisscross, you know, incorporated into it. We want to be close to the pitch. We want to be, you know, as intimidating to the opponents and to referees and opposing fans as much as we are at Goodison Park right now.
Need some help with the refs, though, don't we?
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. Listen, say sorry to cut you across, because we've got so much news to squeeze in here. We've got more details coming up about this here as well. But listen, that's Simon Magner from the Everton Supporters Trust. In a sentence, Simon, if we can just leave it with how you're feeling fully today.
Oh, you can't put it in a sentence. Mm. There's no way you can put it in a sentence. Optimistic.
Right, that's a perfect word, and we look to see as this run, it's going to run and run, because we're going to see loads of different developments on this as well. And thanks a million, Simon Magner from the Everton Supporters Trust, for joining me on Radio City Talk. David Downey, go and get a coffee or something. You've been on the go since Stupid
Cars. We've got Legends in half an hour. Legends, I've got to go and prepare that.
Legends coming up in half an hour. Dave is taking on producing duties for that one there. The Legends are going to include John Aldridge. That's going to be interesting.
Aldo's going to be fun tonight.
Aldo's going to be a good fun.
I did every Evertonian that's been blocked by John Aldridge, get on the phone tonight.
1-5-1-7-0-8-10-59. Leon Osman is going to be in the seat in front of us as well. Steve Hothersall as well. The Legends are on the way. And I've got some Peter. What have I got coming up? Yes, I've got Aztec Camera somewhere in my heart. Santana and Rob Thomas and Smooth. And also the Who Are You. Stay with us here on Radio City Talk. More news coming in about Everton. They have agreed a deal to acquire land on which they will build a new £300 million stadium. This is going to happen, hopefully, said Everton fans, within the next year to 18 months. More details coming up on Radio City Talk.